Governor Andrew Cuomo is imposing new restrictions on bars and restaurants and limiting the number of people at a home gathering to 10 or fewer, effective Friday. The governor says it's due to climbing rates of COVID-19 in New York as the nation breaks another record for the number of cases. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
2.9% of New Yorkers tested for the coronavirus were positive for the disease on Tuesday. That's a rate that's nearly three times what it was for most of the summer and much of the fall. 1,628 are in the hospital, and 21 died of the virus on Tuesday. Cuomo says he's taking steps to limit the spread in three key areas. Effective Friday, November 13th, restaurants and bars must shut down by 10 p.m. He says social dining, whether indoors or outdoors, is one of the three main spreaders of COVID, and he urges local authorities to enforce the new rules.
A bar, restaurant should be closed at 10 o'clock. If the lights are on and people are drinking, they get a summons.
Restaurants will still be allowed to serve meals indoors at the current rate of limited capacity, 50% for much of the state and 25% in New York City. After 10 p.m., food-only curbside pickup will be permitted. Gyms will also be required to shut down at 10 p.m. each day, beginning Friday. And for the first time, the governor is imposing restrictions on gatherings inside of people's homes. Starting on Friday, there can be no more than 10 people gathered inside a home unless they are family members who already live there. The order comes just before the start of the holiday season that begins with Thanksgiving on November 26th. Cuomo says small gatherings have become one of the main COVID spreader events.
It's psychological. You know, you go to a party with just your friends, only 10 people. You know these people. They wouldn't hurt me. They're my friends. Yeah, I know. But they can be infected.
The governor says neighboring states, including New Jersey and Connecticut, have already imposed similar limits. Cuomo also announced new virus hotspots. Portions of Staten Island will be designated a yellow zone as the virus rate there climbs. The governor says there's frequent travel between Staten Island and New Jersey, where the rate of the disease is now at around 7%. Port Chester in Westchester County near the Connecticut border has been changed from a yellow zone to an orange zone, and greater restrictions on economic activity will be imposed. Port Chester is on the border of Connecticut, where the rate of the virus is also nearing 7%. And in areas near the Pennsylvania border, Waverly in Tioga County in the southern tier is now designated a yellow zone, but an area in Steuben County is no longer in a microcluster hotspot, as the rate of the illness there has declined. The governor says despite the new restrictions, the end of the pandemic is within sight after promising news Monday about a vaccine. But he says it's too early to let down our guard.
Just finish the race. We've had a terrible 8 months. We're in this last small lap. Let's just do what we have to do to get through it, and then we'll rebuild together.
Cuomo says he knows the continued economic loss for bars, restaurants, and other businesses is a hardship, but he says it's better to lose some money than to lose a loved one. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.